Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hare here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, obviously not where the Lions thought they'd be at 4-5. What do they need to do the next 7 weeks that they haven't done or weren't able to do the first nine?
Well, first of all, they got to win 2 out of 3 at home with Green Bay, Houston on Thanksgiving Day, and then the Colts led by the great Andrew Luck in the next week, okay? The best quarterback in football, if you've been watching our other videos. But really, you know what I think they need to do? And I wrote about this in our Wednesday breakfast, our Wednesday chat together. I enjoyed it, by the way. I think, you know, I made an analogy of basketball and hockey when you get into the playoffs. And look, this is the playoff run, 7 weeks to go. You got to get into the playoffs, into the playoff discussion to get in the playoffs. I would find a way to shorten the bench, if that makes sense. In other words, I would go to Calvin Johnson more. I really would. Now, look, they've targeted him 21 times in the last two games. He's caught 19 passes for 336 yards. Is there anybody else on this team close to being able to do that, dominating a game? You don't see wide receivers dominate games. You can do that with Calvin. I mean, you've got to run the ball some, but that's the guy I'd go to. And that's where I thought they were remiss against Minnesota last week in the third quarter. We had 1st and 10 at the 48. 3 straight plays to Michael LeSure. No, go to Calvin.
I'll flip it on the other side of the ball, and I agree with you. I think the passing game needs to establish itself, and that needs to be the go-to. You're going to win games with Matthew Stafford throwing to Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford throwing to Pettigrew, and all those other weapons. That's how you're going to win games, especially against some of the teams and some of the firepower that's coming in.
They don't have a run of longer than 19 yards.
Only team in the NFL to not have a run of 20 yards.
20-plus, yeah.
Colts have 1. A few teams have 3. Lions still the only team. But I look at the defensive side of the ball and I say, where's the defensive line been?
Right.
You know, every team, because of the salary cap, has deficiencies. You know, you look at the Packers and the Bears, it's their offensive line. The Vikings with their secondary. I think when you look at the Lions, it's probably their secondary too. Salary cap just has put you in that in that spot. And I think the defensive line and the front seven of the Lions was built to make up for that. And that's been the issue with this team. Where's the dominance been from that defensive line? Where are the sacks? Where are the pressures? You'll see it 1 week and you don't see it the next. If they're going to win some games down the stretch against some elite passing teams, that defensive line has to make more of an impact.
You know, I agree with you. And here's why, you know, and I know what, you know, Coach Schwartz said about Sue and Nick Fairley. And you know, you can look at the films and grade them out. And I don't dispute that, okay? I mean, you know, what do I know? But 2 sacks in the last 3 games speak for itself. And if you wanted to take the expectations at the start of the season on a 1-10, then I'd say the defensive line, the expectation was 8.5-9, and the secondary was probably a 4.
Yeah,
I think the secondary has played better than a 4, and the defensive line has played about a 4 based on expectations.
And I think that's a big reason why you're 4-5.
Flip it around, guys.
Yep, exactly right.